The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy New Year and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my partner, co-host, realtor, husband, what else are you?
Whatever you need me to be, dear.
Pat Devaney, good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good.
I'm very happy the holidays are behind us.
Me too.
Back to business. All business.
All business. All right. All the time.
And for the second week in a row, we have Daniel Brennan, Irish Sweeps Chimney Services. How are you?
Very good, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you for rejoining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions or if you'd like to suggest a topic. We think we've covered everything here in the past 3 years. But if there's something we haven't covered, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows and rjruddy.com. Viewing our listings or doing an MLS search is mobile friendly. I like to get that in there's so many websites that aren't mobile friendly, and it's you're looking on your phone, and
the print is so tiny you can't even see it.
Right, and you have to increase it how many times, and then it's off the page. It's annoying. So, but our listings, either our listings or searching the MLS listings, are mobile friendly. Okay, back to Daniel Brennan.
Yeah.
Owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney Services. We learned a lot about chimneys last week.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Tell me about you, how long you've been doing it, and where you do it.
Well, I'm originally here from New York. I've been out here for the last 9 years. And I'm sorry if I can't get rid of this accent, but it's here to stay.
You don't have an accent. Don't worry about it.
Not to you.
Not to you. We're from the same neighborhood.
You all people have accents, not us.
That's what I tell everybody. Okay. That's what I tell everybody. You have the accent, not me. I'm living in the Scranton area on the west side, and my business is Irish Sweeps Chimney Restoration. We cover all from the chimneys, gutter cleaning, roofing, siding, seal coating of the driveways. We're pretty much an all-around company. I have close to about 7 people employed with me. We got around the clock 12 months out of the year.
And you service what areas?
We service all the way from pretty much all the northeast area, northeast of Pennsylvania. We'll go from Allentown to Scranton, Kingston, Pittston. We're all over the place. Honesdale, which is a very good area.
Far and wide you go. Okay. And, okay, see, we talked about all the issues with the chimney, why it's really important to maintain the chimney, keep on it, inspect it, clean it regularly.
Yes.
Once a year.
Once a year. It should be cleaned annually, every year, either cleaned or inspected. This way you'd be a peace of mind for you and the family.
How about waterproofing chimneys? Is it possible to waterproof chimneys? We talked about your seal coat last week, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, it's because a lot of the masonry materials are porous, and you would recommend waterproofing the chimney.
Absolutely. Sometimes with these, you know, years ago with the masonry, a lot of the cement is not the same. You might have a couple of bags of cement that is cured to a solid, and couple years later, it might be a little porous. It all depends on the mixture of the cement. You should have your chimney. I recommend that you should have your chimney waterproof. It's called the Chim Saver. ChimSaver.com. It's on the internet. It's an excellent product. It's the only product I use because it works. It's once every 10 years.
Okay. You also mentioned last week's show, it's important for people with chimneys to have a chimney cap, but many don't.
Absolutely, yes.
What's a damper?
A damper is inside your fireplace. A damper is when you go inside your fireplace, you have a little rod that goes up about close to about 6 to 10 inches, and that level will bring the damper. So this way you can have your fire low or high. Then that gives you the draw to go from coming out of your chimney.
Okay. So how about when people convert from oil heat to natural gas?
Absolutely.
Is there something within that chimney that changes or should change?
Absolutely. By law and by code, if you go from oil to gas, you have to put a liner inside there. You have to put a stainless steel liner insert inside your chimney. Because what happens is when you go from oil to gas, oil and water does not mix. They're going to give you a high-efficiency burner. That high-efficiency burner is going to push out a moisture, which is water. And what happens when oil and water mixes, it deteriorates twice as quick. And it will crumble. And that's when you will clog your chimney, cause a blockage, carbon monoxide poisoning coming into your house, and could collapse. So that's why, by law and by code, you need a liner from going from oil to gas. A lot of times, the oil company, the burner technician will not put the liner inside there. That's not his job. He's not licensed to do that. He's licensed to put a burner inside there. I'm not licensed to put a burner in, but I am licensed to put a stainless steel liner in.
Okay. Recapping about the liners, a stainless steel chimney liner is air and watertight.
Air and watertight, yes.
Locks in moisture and flue gases in the chimney.
Absolutely.
Keeps them out of the home.
Yes.
And it's designed specifically to resist acids coming from gas appliances.
Exactly.
Now, these older chimneys weren't made for our modern day technology, our furnaces, our appliances, so on and so forth. So when you go to a house and has an older chimney that doesn't have a liner, you always recommend to put the stainless steel.
Absolutely. I do recommend to put a liner inside there. When you have the oil, when you go from oil to gas and you have that high efficiency burner going in, and that moisture will turn into an acid inside your chimney, and that'll build up so much. So from if you have an 8x8 flue inside your chimney, you're going to start diffusing the inside of that chimney. In other words, you'll be getting maybe a 4-inch clearance, or a 6-inch coming down to a 4-inch, possibly down to 2, possibly down to being clogged, a blockage.
Now, when people, after the fact, they have the chimney in place and they use supplemental sources of heat, wood stoves, coal stoves, or install a fireplace, is the chimney able to handle that, or do they have to do something differently? Is there a size of a flue that they has to perform properly?
If you're going to have a wood-burning stove and a gas furnace, you should have two chimneys, two separate outputs. One for you, one for the your wood burning stove, and one for the gas furnace. Always have two separate. If you have one, it's not going to be up to code. It depends if it could be the grandfather clause. If you have the house that's back in the '70s, you can get away with it. But by code today, it's not legal. It's not legal. You should have two separate flues. You can have two fireplaces onto one flue. You can have an upstairs unit and you can have a downstairs unit on one flue. That's legal. That's legal. But if a furnace and a wood-burning stove, it's not legal.
And people do.
They do. If it's back in the '70s, if it's a grandfather clause, they do get away with it. But if you do go buy a house today and the inspector does look at it, you'll have to have that change before you buy it, or the homeowner will have to have that change before you buy it.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney Restoration Services. What's your contact info, please?
Yes, my info is irishsweepsnepa.com, or if you'd like to call us at 570-591-7276.
Okay. Last week we started to talk about creosote and what happens with that, and it builds up inside the chimney, correct?
Correct.
Okay, it's not good?
It's not good.
Do the powders and logs that I see advertise eliminate creosote? Do they really work?
It's a very common question everybody asks me. With creosote is like a barnacle on a boat. You have to scrape that creosote off to get it off out of the inside of the chimney. There's a special machine that we use. It's a wire that we hook up on a drill, and we go inside there, and it rips apart the inside of the creosol. And then we put an application in of called Creaway. It's a white powder. All right, we spray it from the bottom of that chimney, and it goes all the way to the top of your chimney. All right, from the bottom of the fireplace to the top of your chimney. Now, some people ask me about the creosol burning log. That's a touchy situation. I don't think they work. You know, I really don't think they work. That's my opinion. Some people think they work, but it all depends on how you use it. Some people just put the log inside the fireplace, and they light the log up. That's not going to cure your creosol. It's not going to cure it. I tell some people, if you do have that log, get a couple of wood logs, 3 or 4 wood logs. Get it good and hot. Once that flame is nice and hot and high, put that creosol burning log on top of that flame. This way, that chemical that's in that log will take away. It won't take away 75%. It won't even take 50%, but you'll have some reduction of creosol inside there. And just keep on using that every few weeks. And you'll deteriorate some of the creosol that's in there.
But you won't eliminate it.
You won't eliminate it. No, you won't.
Interesting. Okay.
No, you won't.
Well, we're headed to...
It's a very common question.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. And I thought I was being unique. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a 3-unit located at 301 North Bromley Avenue in Scranton for $99,000. This building has 1 3-bedroom apartment and 2 2-bedroom apartments. This is perfect for the investor. It is fully rented with good rental amounts. It has economical gas heat. It's on a nice corner lot. The taxes are reasonable at only $2,100 a year. And it also has off-street parking for 5 cars. So if you're looking for an investment property with good rents, give us a call about a 3-unit at 301 North Bromley Avenue in Scranton for $99,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. You ready for
You're welcome.
Are you ready for some predictions?
Yes, give me some.
All right, here's some predictions.
I predict I will not win the lottery.
Okay, well, I don't like that prediction, but all right.
That's a pretty safe bet.
I would predict that, too. This is from NAR, the National Association of Realtors, the chief economist. He's making some predictions for 2014. He's predicting steadiness in existing home sales over the next year as prices continue to ascend. Sales in 2014 are expected to hold fairly even with 2013, and that's at about 5.12 million. Reviewing price movements, he said the national median existing home price is 11% higher than 2012, climbing to 197,000, and he predicts 2014 growth in some prices as much as 6%. Over the past 2 years, he says existing home sales have shown a 20% cumulative increase while prices have gained 18%. Meanwhile, incomes have only barely risen, coming up somewhere between 2 to 4%. He sees median income families well positioned to buy a home in 2014. And aside from affordability, ongoing headwinds include limited inventory conditions and stringent mortgage standards. So those are going to continue as housing starts struggle and business costs remain elevated for lenders. On housing production, he forecasts 1.1 3 million in starts for 2014. And based on the forecast, he says the top 10 markets to watch for a housing turnaround are Salt Lake City, Utah, Naples and Tampa, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Boise, Idaho, Houston, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Denver, Colorado, Seattle, Washington, and Tucson, Arizona. It's break time, so we will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Happy New Year. We're back with more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my partner in crime, Pat Devaney.
Oh, in crime. Okay. All right.
In crime.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Learned a lot about chimneys?
I am. This is an education so far.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Most neglected thing in your home, probably.
Absolutely.
It is very, from everything that I've read up on, a lot of people don't keep up on their chimneys.
Not at all.
And it causes so much damage, can take a life if it's not properly maintained. With us today is Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney Restoration Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. I am so thankful that you came in to our show 2 weeks in a row. How do we get in touch with you, please?
You can get in touch with me at on my website, which is irishsweepsnepa.com. Or you can call me at the office at 570-591-7276.
We're covering a wide range of topics. One thing I didn't ask you is, though, what should someone look for when they're hiring someone to service their chimney?
Make sure he's fully licensed technician, fully licensed and fully insured on his truck. You have some of these guys out here who start this business and they think they know what they're doing, and they have no license, they have no insurance, and you can have problems. Make sure you have their license, their credibility, and their insurance cards. They should all have them on them.
Well, when people are getting their chimneys cleaned, there are different types of tools of the trade. Some are good, some are bad.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that.
All right. Well, the bad ones are the heavy wire, which is the heavy-duty brush. All right. It's like an 8x8 standard brush that you put inside the chimney. When you put the brush inside the chimney, you're going to take layers of the terracotta clay off the inside of that chimney.
And that's not good.
That's not good at all.
So you don't want that big abrasive brush going down your chimney.
No,
okay.
You don't.
All right.
All right. That's good for your creosote remover for inside your brick, but not for inside your flue. The material I use, it's a round fiber brush. All right. It takes away all the soot, the cobwebs, and the residue that's inside your chimney without doing any damage to the inside of your terracotta clay flue.
That's the key. You don't want to damage.
You don't want to damage the inside of your chimney. The more you damage it, the more it's going to cost the homeowner, when usually it doesn't have to.
Okay. All right. Good advice. What's a chase cover?
A chase cover. It's a prefab housing. That's when you look at a house and you see the chimney that's wrapped around in vinyl siding of the house that matches the house. All right. Usually in a case like that, inside the prefab chimney is called metal asbestos. It's piping that's connected in and it's locked in with a quarter inch turn. All right. Metal asbestos, it's a fiber exhaust.
Are there different grades of metal that are used?
There are different grades. There are different grades. For the chase cover, there are different kinds of gauges. All right. When a builder builds a house, sometimes they're going to cut corners. Uh-huh. Unless you have it in paper saying that you want a 10 gauge chase cover, you're not going to get that. You're going to get the lower case. Exactly.
Quality chase
exactly.
cover.
You're going to get the lesser quality.
And who would know?
Exactly. The homeowner's not going to go up on top usually. That's like if you go to get a car, get your tires. If you don't get your snow tires, they're just going to give you the basic regular radial tires.
Unless
you know what you're looking at.
And you did your homework and you have to be on top of these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I always tell customers, make sure you know what you're doing. Do your research. Look at these chase covers. Look at your chimney. Look at your firebox. Everything takes time, and everything is right there on the website that you need to know.
So know the materials that the person that you have hired to construct,
exactly,
to build, what they're using. Know the materials that are being used. Ask
Correct.
The questions and do the homework.
And I tell all the customers, if you go in to buy a house If you want to ask, call me at irishsweepsnepa.com or my phone number, 570-591-7276. Call me. I'll answer any questions you need to know. I am more than happy to come out to a house and give you an inspection on your chimney for free.
You do inspections for homeowners.
Yes.
That are looking just to properly maintain their home. But you do inspections for sellers looking to sell houses and buyers that are looking to buy.
Correct.
And
yes, I do.
You don't do it from the driveway looking up with binoculars. You get onto the roof and you look down into the chimney and you check things
out. I go up on the roof onto the valley and I just walk down. I'll take a look outside the chimney with a high-powered flashlight that we have. And we take a look to see if there's any damage in there.
When I've been on home inspections, the only thing I've ever seen them do is open the little door at the bottom of the chimney and look up with a mirror. I've never really seen anybody get up on a roof. Jackie, have you seen them get up on a roof and look down?
That's where your most damage is going to happen, is on the top of your chimney.
That's exposed to the weather.
Exactly. When you have water going inside there, if you do not have a rain cap, water is going to go inside there. And in the wintertime, at that time, it's going to freeze, expand, and crack that flue. 9 out of 10 times, it's not going to happen down below because the water is not going to fall that far. It's going to happen at the top of that chimney on the roof.
All right. So last week you did mention it's pretty important to have a chimney cover, but most people don't.
Exactly. It's very important to have a chimney cover. This way you keep all the animals from going out. In the winter, in the summertime, they're going to make nests. And their nest is going to interfere with your fireplace in the wintertime. Unless you take a look at that chimney or have somebody come over and take a look at it and do inspection and a sweep.
You would never know.
You would never know. And you're going to know when you light up that fireplace, and sometimes that little squirrel or raccoon or possum is going to be going right through your living room.
Yeah.
And it's been done. It's been done.
And then, you got to chase it out.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's a task.
That's one for YouTube. We should put that one on. I want it on video.
Yeah. Are there certain types of woods to burn and not to burn?
Absolutely. You should have the seasoned wood. You get your lumber guys who have the seasoned wood. Always have the wood delivered 6 to 8 months before your heating season. This way the wood is seasoned. Do not have pine. Do not have birch. Do not have pressure or painted wood. That is going to create nothing but a creosote inside your chimney that's going to be combustion later on.
So there would be creosote built up with these other materials, pine and the birch.
Absolutely, and it could be combustion, extremely flammable. Extremely.
And no cardboard.
No cardboard at all.
That goes without saying.
No beer boxes, no pizza boxes, nothing like that at all.
Okay, but people do it.
Oh, yes, they do. They try anything they do. They'll put their mail in there. They'll do all the paper, their bills that they don't want. That's how they do the garbage.
There's a proper way so you have the wood delivered 6 to 8 months before, so it dries out.
Exactly. This way it's nice and seasoned.
Is there a certain way to store this wood?
It should be stored, stacked nice and neat. If it's going to be outside, get a tarp. Go to your Home Depot or your Lowe's and get a plastic tarp and cover it. This way the wood. And best way to do it, take about 10 to 15 logs, put it in the garage or underneath the porch. This way you can have it nice and dry, walk into the house, little bit of Kindle, put it inside the fireplace, Kindle on the bottom, little bit of starting sticks, light it up, and you're ready to go. But always make sure that flue is open, that you have a complete draft.
Okay. So the key here is well-seasoned wood. Wood should be cut and split, left to dry for a good 6 to 8 months. Stored with a cover over the top.
Correct.
And maybe the sides left open for some circulation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Get some air breathing inside there.
Okay. Very good.
Just keep any dampness, any of the wetness out of there from the rain. This way it'll be a nice seasoned wood for you. This way when you start that fire, you get the nice crackling and popping sound of the nice nature.
Now you do reconstruct chimneys, rebuild them.
Yes.
Do you find that you have to repoint a lot?
I do a lot of repointing. We do a lot of repointing.
Okay.
From usually in the rooftop up is where the most repointing happens, because from the soffits down from the chimney, that's usually covered. And that's when you repoint the chimney from the rooftop up, and we give it the chim saver, like I said earlier.
Waterproofing.
Waterproofing.
And
that's
is,
a big thing.
That is a big thing.
Very big, very big. And this way you're not going to have this problem 15, 20 years down the road.
Okay, so then if you just have a chimney that has been built concrete type of
Yes, that'll be parged on the outside.
On the outside. Lots of cracks in it.
Yes.
What do you have to do? Do you have to take it down and rebuild it?
No.
Do you seal those cracks?
We seal those cracks. We end up chipping away anything that needs to be done. We put a mesh on the inside just so you grab the for the cement to grab. We parge it, make it nice and neat, put a skim coat on the outside, let it settle for about a week to 10 days, let it cure. Come back, give it a waterproofing on the whole outside of the house, and it'll look like it's brand new.
Okay.
You'll never even know, like, you'll never even know you've seen a crack there before.
How long does that last?
I give you a 10-year warranty on that.
See, because these chimneys on rooftops take a beating from the weather.
Absolutely.
The ice, the snow.
The crosswinds, absolutely.
The winds, the sun. So they take a beating. So we will see cracks in chimneys a lot of times.
Oh, yes. It's inevitable. Absolutely.
Okay. And people that don't maintain it, they just crumble?
They crumble. Pieces fall off. And a lot of times, if you have kids in the neighborhood and you got pieces falling off, they do fall off. It could hit the neighbor's kids, or your kids, or even an animal, dog or cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I see
the brand new car in the driveway.
Or the brand new car in the driveway that, you know, your insurance company's going to love.
Excellent discussion with you 2 weeks in a row. Daniel Brennan from Irish Sweeps Chimney Restoration Services. Again, your contact information and that rebate that you're offering, please.
Absolutely. For the first 50 people that do call us, you will get a $10 discount. Just mention this air. And anyone who's a veteran and a senior citizen, please contact us at irishsweepsnepa.com at 570-591-7276.
Thank you, Daniel. Pat?
Yes, I have some very interesting statistics from the National Association of Realtors about homes purchased in 2012. 16% of the sales were new homes. The typical home purchased in 2012 was 1,900 square feet, was built in 1992, had three bedrooms and two baths. 88% of homes purchased were detached single family. 14% of home buyers over the age of 50 purchased a home in a senior-related housing facility. I'm not ready for that. 85% of home buyers thought heating and cooling costs were important, and 73% of home buyers thought commuting costs were important and were included in their decision on buying a house. Interesting stuff.
Very interesting. Thanks for that report, Pat. Believe it or not, there's a new trend in real estate. You know how when you go, you're looking for a new car, what do?
Price them out.
And?
Do a test drive.
Excellent. You know what's new in real estate?
A test drive in the house?
Try it before you buy it. Mm. It gives potential.
Can you do that getting married? You can't do that getting married.
Well, we've been married, no, so there's no testing that. So, but it gives potential buyers a chance to live inside a home before making an offer. In order to seal the deal quickly, sellers are trying this new approach. What do you think? Some sellers realize this is a great way to showcase all the wonderful things about the neighborhood and their property. Basically, without the pressure, the buyer can come to the home, stay a few hours, or stay overnight and just try it out. It's a great tool for anyone to see what the potential property would be like and what it has to offer. One could be listening to the noise of the neighborhood or trying out the pressure of the water. Or what's, you know, listening to what's behind the walls, and lots of factors that you can't detect from just being there for a half hour showing. The live-in opportunity doesn't just help the buyer understand the home. It can benefit the seller. The Try Before You Buy program is being tested by select real estate companies in the New York area. I don't think it's happening around here yet.
No.
I don't think it will happen around here yet.
No.
All right. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.